Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh, talking with the Adair Casey Guthrie Center School District's incoming shared superintendent, Dennis McLean.
What is your professional background?
My undergrad was from Buena Vista College, and then I got my master's in educational leadership from Jones International, did my advanced studies through UNI, and I'm currently working on my doctorate there as well.
And why were you interested in the ACGC superintendent position?
Well, they had great school data, student achievement data, good programming as far as educational opportunities, and my wife and I wanted a small school for our children, so kind of checked off a lot of boxes for things we were looking for in districts that we wanted to work with.
And you are currently superintendent for Clay Central Everly Schools. How long have you served in that role?
This is my seventh year here.
And just curious, where are you from originally?
Well, I grew up around Dubuque and Andrew in eastern Iowa. I graduated from Andrew High School.
So how does it feel now being hired by ACGC?
We're excited. We're really looking forward to getting down there. The kids are excited too, and it'll put us closer to my wife's folks, and our oldest son is at Iowa State, so it'll put us closer to him, too.
How does the next 5 months look for you preparing for this position?
Well, we're finishing up some things here, obviously, before I leave, and I've been in contact with Steve Smith, the current superintendent there, and we've gone over a few things. We're going to set up a meeting to get together and talk about some more things as we go, and then obviously, maybe towards the end of that, as we get towards May and June, we'll be able to share some more information that way and just kind of, he can bring me up to some speed on some things that are going on as he's leaving and as I'm coming in.
Do you plan on making a list of priorities for the district when you start in the new superintendent role?
Well, some of them are kind of already in place. You know, we've talked about being visible in the community and getting involved in the community. And I've done that here at Clay Central Everly and really looking forward to that at ACGC also. And getting involved in the communities with their civic groups. And I'd really like to push some collaborations between the school district and the businesses and communities.
Kind of tagging on to that, what are some groups that you're maybe involved in currently or the type of interest that you have outside of your professional role?
Right. Well, I'm involved with the Everly Community Club here, and that started, actually, we just changed the name here recently. It used to be the Everly Commercial Club, so we had a representative who was me from the school serving in that role, and it started out as years ago as businesses in Everly who wanted to perform civic programming for the communities. They would sponsor the Everly Days and like the Easter egg hunts and things like that in the community. Mm-hmm. And just here recently, we wanted to expand that to involve more folks in the community, get more people involved in it and things like that. And so hence the change in the name and the function a little bit. We've also been really active in the youth sports, doing some coaching for that, and also 4-H and the Clay County Fair.
You mentioned you have a son that is going to Iowa State. Do you have other children who will be enrolling in ACGC this coming fall?
Yes. Emma Kay will be a junior this fall, and Jared will be in eighth grade. And we're planning a day right now to try to get down there and allow them to spend the day and meet some of the ACGC kids and see who some of their classmates are going to be, and for Emma Kay to talk to the guidance counselor and talk about scheduling for next year.
Have you and your wife had some thoughts over where you would like to move yet, or have you kind of started looking at that process?
A little bit, yeah. We'd really like to have an acreage. We raise show lambs, so we'd like to have an acreage somewhere in the country, obviously, and within the boundaries of one of the two districts. So we've got some board members, and Steve's helping out with that, trying to keep an eye out for places that we might be able to find down there.
I assume you and your family will get involved with the 4-H program here and other activities.
Yeah, particularly FFA, and our kids are really into sports and music and speech and those things too. They've been involved in a lot of different activities here. So we're looking forward to continuing that at ACGC.
Are there any final thoughts you'd like to give for ACGC residents listening?
We're looking forward to getting down there, finding an acreage and getting settled and getting involved in the communities, and we can't wait to get there.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with the Adair-Casey Guthrie Center School District's incoming Shared Superintendent, Dennis McLean. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.